It is Friday the 2nd of April and it has just gone 3 o'clock, which means it is time for another episode of Plugged In with your host, Samantha DeBrain, right here on eRadio. And I am broadcasting again from the beautiful Seasons Farm venue and accommodation here in the Natal Midlands, back from an incredible, unforgettable trip in Cape Town where many memories were made and future plans took place. So for those that don't know, I've just returned from Cape Town a week ago where I was honored to stand by Amy Chasing's side as she said I do to the absolute love of her life. And these two have been waiting for the past 2 years to have this ceremony. Obviously, COVID-19 put a spanner in the works for them. But we were finally able to celebrate their love, and what a celebration it was. And let me just say, Amy Chasing, who is a favorite here on the show, obviously because she is one of my incredibly talented artists, but as well as one of my best friends, looked like an absolute queen on her wedding day in her ball gown that she was just dripping in absolute elegance. And to see the face of her husband the moment he saw her for the first time was really something from the movies. That entire wedding was something from the movies, where it was a day filled of laughter and love turned into a night that just ended on the dance floor. Those are definitely memories that I will be taking with me for a very long time. And this follows on from last week's show where we had Majosi, where we were speaking about the link between music and memories, of which another unforgettable memory was made to his song Darling, as it was chosen by Amy and Andrew as their first dance song. But unbeknown to them, myself and Majosi had organized for him to actually perform that first song to them live. So obviously this took some planning to be done, but it was executed perfectly. And I am going to play a snippet of what transpired the night of the wedding and how it was so well received by the bride and all the guests. And that was a little snippet from Majosi giving a surprise live performance for the first dance at Amy Chasing's wedding. The full video will be up on my Facebook and Instagram pages, and that can be found at Plugged In with Samantha DeBrain. And while we are speaking about live music, my company, The Sam Management Agency, which dabbles in all things music as well as social media marketing, has a gig guide for this weekend, and that is for both KZN and Cape Town. In KZN, I have Matt Gardner performing at the Three Monkeys Bar in Bothas Hill on Friday, as well as Stoker's Arms in Kloof on Easter Sunday. And then we head back to Cape Town, where Aston Wiley is performing at the 12 Apostles Hotel and Spa on Easter Sunday. So all of those details will be put up on my Facebook page, which is the Sam Management Agency, as well as Plugged In. But that is not the only thing that I am taking from Cape Town over this last trip that I did. I brought with me the guest on today's show. This is someone that I have known for the past 2.5 years or so, and actually met him through Amy Chasing, but that is because he was on The Voice South Africa alongside her. I've come to know this artist, and he truly is one of those artists that are humbling within this industry, and someone that you will never forget just because of how genuine and sincere he comes across. He holds himself like a true gentleman, but has this incredible fire burning within him. And when he played me some of his latest material, there was absolutely no doubt in my mind that he just had to be on today's show for me to feature his upcoming album titled Journey. And when he played this album for me for the first time, there were two things that stood out to me about him. Was his nervous confidence. And I know that that is a contradiction in that statement, but it really is that, because he was so nervous to put out everything that he has been working on, but he also had this confidence in knowing that it was just so damn good. I would love to welcome for the very first time to Plugged In, as well as a exclusive to eRadio, and that is Elisha James.
Hi, how are you doing? Wow, that's such an intro. Holy crap. Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you.
It is such a pleasure. I speak the truth. I only have artists of standard on my show, and you 100%. Wow, pass that mark. So thank you for making the time to be on the show with me today.
No, thank you for the honor of actually having me on your show. It's incredible. Thank you.
When we were together the night before Amy Chasing's wedding, yourself and Yatu, you guys both were on The Voice with Amy, this amazing trio you guys have formed coming off the popular singing contest. We sat that night before playing board games, doing all things that, you know, should be done the night before or shouldn't be done the night before a wedding. Yeah. And you know, we're just having such a good time. And I just really wanted to listen to some of the material that you have been working on, which I had no idea would be a debut album. A 7-track debut album. And you played some of these tracks to me, which completely blew me away, of which I said, you know, I need more of this. And I asked you to send me one of your tracks in particular titled Honey Honey, of which I have listened to multiple times. But before we continue the interview, I want everyone to experience what it is that I did the night that Elisha played me this song for the very first time. This is a radio exclusive of his upcoming single titled Honey Honey.
Tell me, baby, is life good to you? Did you get the letters I've been writing to you? 'Cause I got none. Yeah, I got none. And tell me about the dreams you've been working to. Or has the thunder of life been getting to you? 'Cause I know life is enough, right? Defamation of love is what we do. I hold you in my arms, claustrophobic, till this love is through. Rangers of fools, me and you, trying to numb the pain, popping bottles, doing the things we shouldn't do. Honey, honey, do you miss me like I miss you? Yeah. Honey, honey, do you miss me like I miss you? You remember the day that I met you? I was sat in traffic just to get coffee for two. Talked about life and your next flight. And we talked and sat outside, and I gave you my jacket cause it was cold that night. I wish you didn't have to leave so. No, I detonation in love is what we do. Yeah, you can scared of the feelings, you know I'm feeling too. Rangers of fools, me and you. Texting back and forth, hoping that the distance will be the end of me and you. Honey, honey, do you miss me like I miss you? Honey, honey, do you miss me like I miss you? So we call it quits, though we wanted it. Didn't wanna fight through the thick of the smoke. Is hopeless? Is this hopeless? Trying to keep the flame, though it's doomed. Our long distance will laugh, and our hearts will learn that loving will be frightening. I called you my honey, you called me my baby, until we finally ended this love story.
That was Elisha James for the very first time on South African radio with his upcoming single attached to his debut album titled Journey. And we have got so much more to discuss. After hearing the single, I wanted to delve deeper into who Elisha James was and what it is that led him to writing such incredible, meaningful music. So I seeked more, which led me to discovering more of these unbelievable tracks.
Sam, stop it.
Elisha, I am going to hand over to you. I want you to just give us some insight into the process of recording this debut album, because part of the show is about the ins and outs of the music industry and what goes into recording. You know, on the show, we've had the likes of radio plugging, publishing, production, songwriting, and basically you would have taken all those elements and put it into this album of yours, including your entire soul. But I want to find out from you, where did this dream start for you and what led to you saying, you know what, this is what I want to do?
Okay. So the album whole thing, the story leading up to it was kind of a choice that I made a long time ago. I started music as a youngling, as most musicians do. You know, they want to do music full time and they realize that they're not that bad at it. But yeah, then one day my dad he tricked me into doing voice, because I was quite a shy guy. I don't like singing and stuff like that. So he tricked me into the voice. I did the voice, made it to the top 12, and then I realized I should pursue this. Maybe I should look into this. But before then, I actually wrote quite a bit of songs. I have performed quite a bit before then, and people didn't like throw me with tomatoes, so it wasn't that bad, you know. I wrote most of my songs before the voice, and Then during The Voice, obviously the whole story behind that, am I allowed to share that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You will know that this show goes so much deeper than just the surface. We cover absolutely everything that makes an artist who they are, their struggles, their highs, their lows, and everything that happens in between that. And that's something that so many of my listeners have shared, is the rawness of the show. So this is an open platform, and I can guarantee that there are a lot of people in general and artists that would have been able to relate to what you shared with me before we went live.
Okay. All right. So I started writing songs because I always wanted to release some of my music, because I just felt that there's something there that resonates with people. But then I went onto The Voice, and along the journey there, my voice kind of took a little knock, which I think to any artist, especially vocalists, is quite a scary thing, because it's kind of directly connected to not just your body, but to like your mind and to like everything you do as an artist. Then lost my voice completely.
And what a devastating thing that must have been for you to experience, because that is the entire reason you are on the show. And without The Voice, you cannot be on this competition.
Yeah, the last, and Amy and Yatu will vouch for this. The last show that I was on, my last episode, I couldn't sing. I was on stage with a mic in my hand, and they were like, you're going to go live onto TV now. You need to sing. I'm like, there's nothing there.
I've completely filled with goosebumps.
I remember standing on that stage, just realizing that I'm going to go home now because I'm injured, and that's okay. That's okay. I need to just survive this. Absolutely. But it wasn't an easy journey after that. And if I do cry, this is because it is quite, like, it is a very sensitive topic. So after that, I had the job to look for an ENT that would basically help me recover. I thought it would be just a one situation kind of thing. But then I went through three ENTs who basically told me that, your vocals are, I'm sorry, I'm not willing to operate on you because it's going to probably look bad on my portfolio. Because the probability of it being a success is very slim.
So
I fasted, I prayed, I literally, my entire family went with me, because Sam, at that moment, what it meant is I can never sing again.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very scary realization.
Yeah. So eventually,
and it's something that is more common within this industry, not just in South Africa, but worldwide as well. Some of the biggest international acts have had to go through very similar things like this, but no one prepares you for it.
No. I think the thing that was the scariest is the silent moments when you're in your bed. Yeah. And you realize that you can't sing and there's no one next to you to comfort you. And you're like, I have to get through this. And that's when you make the decision.
Yeah.
That's when you realize you're either a musician or you're someone who wasn't, you're going to just let that passion die.
Yeah, for sure.
And though there's nothing wrong with that, there's a moment where you have to choose to fight.
Yeah.
There's a moment where you have to stand up and say, this is what I want. This is what I believe in. And I'm willing to do everything that I can to make it a success.
And to continue making a success of yourself in any career, it takes hard work and persistence. So be it a sportsman that needs to train his body for an event, so you need to train the voice to sing constantly, because you are effectively training those vocal cords to reach places that it possibly never would have been able to reach before. And that just really does come with training. So for you as an artist listening to the show or an aspiring singer, please just never give up. Continue trying. Warm up those vocals though before you start just belting it out there. And look after yourself, most importantly. Love yourself, be kind to yourself, and also just know that these things do take patience, as you would have heard by Elijah, of a 9-month recovery of his vocal cords. Elijah, let us chat about Honey Honey and how your vocal recovery got you to actually releasing the song, because I also know that there is a bit of a sad story where you got a comment from somebody about auto-tune on your voice. Spill it all.
Okay, so when I was on The Voice, okay, let's just answer the auto-tune thing real quick and just settle that. But when I was on The Voice, and I'm actually quite grateful for this comment, I got a Twitter comment from someone, and they actually at you. They make you fully aware that they're talking to you. But they said, Elisha James, you'll only sound better one day when you've got auto-tune on your voice, and even then I won't buy your album. So with that being said, I want to thank that person, and I'm not going to do screenshots and stuff like that, but I want to thank that person because now not even the backing vocals on my album has auto-tune on them. I made a point of it to make sure that everything you hear is authentically 100% me.
That is amazing. And I can vouch for that. Yeah. I have now listened to a couple tracks off this debut album, and honestly, the thing that stands out most to me is how raw it is. Your vocals are so raw, and that is missing in so much music right now because of how easy it is to auto-tune people's vocals. But there's this raw element in your tracks, and especially in Honey Honey, where you can even hear the guitar riffs and your fingers sliding along the strings. And that those are elements that you just don't hear in music, where you can actually, it's like a tangible song. As you're listening to it, you almost visualize you playing that guitar right there in front of the listener.
Yeah, so I actually worked with my producer on that specific track. And I told him specifically, please put this in the track. Put how you're picking up the guitar and starting to play. Put how you're putting it down, everything. Put everything in. I want that character because I feel like it's something that's going now, especially with live shows and COVID and how people aren't doing live shows anymore. You know, these things we start to miss. But it also makes you feel nostalgic in some way.
Oh, it has this really magical does. It really does. It took me on a journey. That night when you played it to me, it really took me on a journey. Oh, actually, that takes me to the name of this debut album, which is Journey.
Journey. Yes. Yeah, I'm
Elijah,
actually wearing the hoodie right now.
Why the choice of that name?
So the journey, I could have made my EP my own name. I could have been self-entitled, be like, this is Elisha James. But I chose to make it the journey because of the entire process it was just to get back to where I am today. After the vocal surgery that I ended up having with a brilliant surgeon,
you ended up getting that surgery done.
Yeah. I eventually did find someone who was like, cool, let's take the risk. Let's just do this. You only live once, right? So he did tell me before the surgery that there's only a 40% chance that you're ever going to sing again. But I took the risk and it paid off.
Absolutely.
Surgery was a
success. But you had so much prayer over you at the same time, and you know.
Dude, I think I had a small school of people praying for me, if I'm honest. But yeah, then after that, I went and this is the part that people don't tell you. This is the real part that people, it gets difficult to talk about. I, after the surgery, wasn't allowed to talk for 3 months. And
wow,
that gets rough. After a while, you know, not being able to tell your mom and dad, like, I love you. Or like, you know, just saying hi to someone.
Yeah. You start living in this silence.
Yeah, but also at the same time, you're so conscious. You just had the biggest surgery of your career right now, and yeah, you have to take care of it. So then after that, after the three months, when I could finally start talking, I didn't shut up. So, but then you can't sing for the next 6 months.
Wow. So and starting, it's the whole thing of starting it all over again. And that's,
Sam, I couldn't
that's probably where the hardest work actually began.
Yeah, that's when I started with vocal therapy.
Wow.
Which lasted an entire year. I had to sing through a score, 5 notes, and that's all I could do. That's all I could do. And now I'm at a point where I can actually sing better than I was before I was in the voice. And
what
I'm proud of it.
What a blessing, right? You know, isn't it incredible how absolutely everything has its place? It's got its reasoning behind it.
Yeah, it does. And I think that's also why I'm calling it the journey, because it's not just this the thing that, like, oh, quickly, let's go record a song. Or, you know, it was actually a process. And that's also why with the whole thing with COVID. So I started planning this entire thing early 2019, started planning this entire thing, and something in my soul, I don't know, you know, sometimes there's just this thing that's inside of you and it's like, hey, maybe you should do this. And my brain was like, hey, maybe I should do a fundraiser. Even though I could afford it at that moment to record my album song by song.
Yeah.
My brain, there's something in my soul that just said, no, brah, you need to do a fundraiser. And the next moment, COVID hit. My mom and dad lost their business. My sister's a photographer, so I was the only one in the family being a designer.
You were the breadwinner.
Part-time, I was at some point. My sister also, she as equally as I brought food to the table, but it meant that all my finances now went to my family.
You had other priorities. And I think that's what most of us have learned over this time is how important family is and where your priorities lie.
Yeah.
I speak from my own experience that without my family, I 100% would not have gotten through lockdown. Not at all.
Dude. I mean, okay, well, you can't live with them and you can't live without them, right? That's all I'm saying. I love them, but damn, right? Anyway, but yeah, I think then after, if it wasn't for the fundraiser that I had, I wouldn't have been able to have an album today.
Yeah.
The amount of people, I can name every individual that took part, even Amy's mother took part in the fundraiser.
Because you
everyone,
know,
everyone.
So from what you've shared with me is that the debut album title Journey would not have come into existence, not only financially, but as well as the content within that album. Because you've got a very special story attached to this 7-track album, which I'd love for you to share, because you shared with so much excitement that all these listeners need to experience.
Yeah, so I do this thing on my channel where I ask people to give me words, and then I have to write a song right there in front of them without rehearsing it. It's something that I have to do. I have to use the words that they give me, and sometimes they give me like an entire phrase that I have to use the way that they give it to me.
Yeah.
So on Instagram, you'll even go and see the song Honey Honey. The entire first half of the song was written by the people who follow me, who are with me on this journey, who want to be a part of the song. And I mean, just to put it in another song, like the other song that I gave you is called Here for the Music. There's a choir piece there. That choir piece is full of the people who participated in the fundraiser.
That's absolutely insane. Just to put it in perspective. And I love that you brought that in here, because I had to listen to that track a few times before this interview, and it's got this 80s funk undertone to it, which just honestly like makes you just want to jive and gets the body moving. With it's like involuntary movement that your music has the listener doing, basically. And
thank you.
No, it really is. You're a very, very talented person. And I am now going to play Here for the Music for the very first time by Elijah James. And I hope you all enjoyed as much as I have.
Did you think I'd be in this club? Cause I want you back, dressed in my new clothes for your same old act. Then I'll be crying, be home alone, waiting for you by the phone. When you cut our love to the bone, man, I'm here for the music. Make my body move to the beat. Oh, man, I'm here for the music. Make my body move. Some whiskey and I'm on the dance room floor, and you know my love is second to none. And I need no one when the music is on, and I'm here for the music. Make my body move to the beat. Oh, man, I'm here for the music. Make my body move to the beat. Oh. Tell me, can you feel it now? Radio live.
I'm sure I am not only speaking for myself here, but my body was most definitely moving to the beat of Elijah James's track titled Here for the Music. I am now going to pull Elijah straight back into this interview.
Hi. Because
there is so much more that we are yet to discover about him. Elijah, I chose three tracks off your 7-track debut album titled Journey, which is set to release on the 9th of April, and it is available for pre-order, which is so exciting. I know that straight after this interview, I am going to be pre-ordering it, sharing it on my stories, on my social media, and making sure that everyone who sees it pre-orders it as well. But I want to chat about the third track that I have chosen, which is titled Out of Love. And this is a track where your raw vocals really stand out to me. And there's also the most beautiful strings that I hear in the track as well. And for me, strings in a track just, wow, just,
make
just adds, it adds another level to it. And it creates this depth of soul and class as well. Mm. I want to find out, I know that a lot of these tracks were derived from listeners and fans off your Instagram page, but give me some more insight into Out of Love.
Okay, so some of the songs obviously are little snapshots of my personal life. And you'll find on the album, when you listen to it, or the EP, we specifically made sure that there's certain instruments that get featured, and no specific instrument is featured more in a certain track. So each track has its own little thing that it does, which is quite nice. And in Out of Love, when I wrote the song, I wanted violins to kind of feature there, because in this case, it suited the emotion behind the song, which is when you fall out of love with someone, but you still deeply care for them.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to hurt them by breaking up with them, but you know that you're lying to them.
Yeah.
So the violin kind of just adds this level of depth there. It's like, it's a beautiful instrument, but it's such
also
a sad instrument.
It's such an emotional instrument.
Exactly. So that's why, so part of being the fundraiser, right, I couldn't afford a whole orchestra. So I had one guy who was willing to play violin for me. He's a beautiful musician. I'll even plug him. But he played the violin parts for me 34 times.
Wow.
To get that full feeling that you're hearing.
Wow,
it's one guy. So yeah, and that's the song. It's I wrote that because I fell out of love with someone and unfortunately had to end the relationship because it's not fair towards them. But then you do still care for them, so you prolong your own suffering.
But look, that's a beautiful thing about life and being an artist, is how you are able to take those experiences, put it into a track that other people are able to relate to. I think there are many people listening that have gone through very, very similar situations to that. And that is something that you are doing that a lot of people aren't able to do, is express their emotions. So that is a beautiful thing and a gift that you have been given.
Well, thanks, Sam. I really honestly hope that my music makes someone feel less isolated
and alone,
and makes them feel like there's someone else that talks about the same thing.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that completely.
I actually have a song also, sorry, not to plug my own music, but there's one last song on the album.
Plug away.
But there's one last song called Some. And I hope that in some weird way, it offers comfort to someone in their loneliness, that they'll find the someone they're looking for. And even if it is themselves, I do hope that they're less lonely. And that's what I hope my music brings to the table. I hope it brings that level of communication that you can start opening up.
Absolutely.
About. So,
that is beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that. And that is something that I've picked up listening to the album, is that even though it is titled Journey, it's not only about the journey of, or the process of how you recorded it, but you really are taken on a musical journey, emotional journey, listening to the track, you know, or through to the albums. It's like the one track just flows so beautifully into the next, and a lot of people battle to make it flow. And even though you are this up and coming artist, you have somehow been able to almost perfect that in taking people on this adventure through your music and feeling what it is that you are trying to make them feel. So it's very rare, and You know, I can only just applaud you for doing something like that.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
No. Sorry. Elijah, no, I didn't mean to make you emotional. I love finding incredible artists to feature on the show and giving them a platform of which they really deserve to be on. And this is definitely something that I am proud to back and to make sure that other people support you and love you as much as I have come to.
Thank you, Sam. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cry. I'm not doing this for attention either. Like, it's just, there's been a lot of work that went into this. And
absolutely.
I'm so, so glad that it means something to someone like you. And I hope that it means something to someone else as well. And that's literally the only reason why I'm doing this. If someone's having a bad day and they just get home and they play the song because they want to get in a better mood, and I never have to know about that in my entire life, that's fine. That's okay. It meant something to them. That's why I'm doing this.
You see, it's almost impossible for people not to feel something when so much soul and love and heart and tears and laughter and love and, you know, all of it has gone into something like that. And I can guarantee there's going to be people that will use your music to uplift themselves, to deal with certain situations, to get themselves out of a certain mindset as well. And I can tell you there's going to be times where people are going to reach out to you and express that to you. And that's going to be that moment where you're like, it makes sense. It all makes sense to me now, and it's going to fulfill you. I've had artists that have received emails from listeners where these listeners have expressed that a song has saved their life. And in that moment, that artist is so succumbed by disbelief that something they never ever anticipated could do something like that. Was able to get someone through such a hard time. And sometimes being an artist can be a thankless career, you know, because the whole time you're trying to push. And a moment like that makes you realize and also just be so grateful for what you are able to do. I mean, I can't sing, and 100% I can talk. I can't sing.
You can sing, Sam. Come on.
I think perhaps that the reason why I do what I do is I live through my artists. I can't sing. I can manage. I can talk. I can do radio plugging, all of that. But I have so much respect for artists such as yourself that is able to articulate yourselves in a way to be able to put out this beautiful art, because, you know, that really is what it is. And to be able to write a song, I mean, I can write a poem, which is probably going to
but that's a song,
which is going to probably be four lines, and it's going to be nothing like it, but I honestly have got so much respect for you and what you do, as well as, you know, the other artists within this industry and that I get to work with, which I'm so blessed to be able to do what I do and work with the artists that I do. And yeah, it's something that you should be hugely proud of. This album is beautiful, and I know that it's going to do well.
Thank you, Sam. I think in many cases, the artists are actually honored to work with you because you're such an uplifting and like such a hardworking, independent queen who just knows where she wants to go with her life. And you uplift people around you to see their full potential, which I think it's a rare quality.
Thank you.
So I think in many cases, if you think that they are honored to live or to work with you, I think it's more the other way around.
Thank you, Elijah. That means a lot to me. I really do appreciate that. And now, I want to play this track that we just chatted about, which is Out of Love. So,
yeah.
Again, for the very first time a exclusive here on E-Radio on my show Plugged In. This is Out of Love by Elijah James.
Sorry, it's not my strong suit. Stubborn is what I do. Didn't think we'd be close so soon. Using you to feel good, to do the things that lovers would. Now, honestly, it's time you know the truth. I don't wanna hurt you. Is this still good for you? Would I fall in out of love? Yeah. I don't wanna tell you. Is this still good for you? Things I'm feeling, but it's cold inside my veins. Love and numb and now this pain. Now I have to tell you what I'm feeling. I don't wanna hurt you, cause it's still get for you. But I'm falling out of love. I don't wanna tell you, cause it's still get for you. But I'm falling, but I'm falling, but I'm falling out of love.
That was Out of Love by Elijah James, who we still have on the line, but yet again, we are nearing the end of another show of Plugged In. Elijah, thank you for taking the time to be on the show with me today. I have loved speaking to you and really appreciate the rawness of where you're at in this journey of your career. And thank you for the vulnerability and opening up your heart and soul to those that are also wanting to enter the industry, you know, giving them a real look into what it truly takes. So I really just want to thank you for that.
I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to just chill and talk to you about these things. I mean, it's such an honor and it's so fun. I'm enjoying everything. Thank you.
Well, you are welcome back on Plugged In at any time. I think that we will definitely have a quick little interview the day of release and or the week of release. Just to see where you're at with the nerves and excitement and everything else that a release encompasses. But
probably bury myself. Yeah.
But before I let you go, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, on, well, I'm not very much active on Twitter, but you can find me on on even like TikTok. That's what the younglings do these days, is TikTok, right?
Yes.
So I'm Elisha James Journey. That's the full thing. Just
perfect.
If you search for that, you'll find.
On all platforms. Amazing. And I'll also be sharing your handles across my social media pages, which is at Plugged In with Samantha DeBrain. And link up with Elijah. Let him know what you have thought of his album and make sure that you pre-order it, which will come out on the 9th of April. Elijah?
Yes.
So much love for you, and we will be supporting this all the way and make sure that our listeners too. I know that the boss man, Ian Engelbrecht of E-Radio, will also be adding the songs to the E-Radio playlist. Ian.
Wow, that's so cool.
Amazing. Elijah, thank you so much. Have an epic rest of your day, and we'll chat soon.
Get the eRadio SA app right now for free on the Google Play Store. Entertainment radio on the go.
So if you're listening to the show for the very first time today, welcome. Plugged In covers all the ins and outs of the music industry, both locally as well as internationally. And today I'm going to be featuring a album that has just dropped by one of our local artists that have gone international. And that is a band by the name of Good Luck. They have just released an acoustic version of some of the hit singles. I have chosen one of these singles titled Hop On, Hop Off, Kind of Lover. And I absolutely love what Jules has done with her vocals in this track. And it almost gives you this nostalgic feeling of an era, perhaps way before many of us were born, and that is of the 1920s, the smooth jazz mixing with her silky vocals creates this mood that is going to send us straight into this long weekend. So this is Hop On, Hop Off, Kind of Lover by Good Luck on their brand new acoustic album, which drops today, titled Up Close.
Good as gone. And in the evening, come around. We can have some fun. And call my little sister. She'll be telling you, don't bother calling here no more. She ain't that into you. I'm just a to get me under the cover. as I want. Hop on in, hop off of you. Said I wanna hop on in, hop off of you.
We have now come to the end of yet another show of Plugged In with your host, Samantha DeBrain. I am going to play out with a song that has made some incredible memories over the past 2 weeks. And the song is dedicated to each person that is attached to that memory, in particular, someone who kept me very busy on the dance floor. This is Goosebumps, a remix of Travis Scott's track. I pray that you all have a blessed Easter weekend. Keep safe and know you are so loved.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713, through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, sipping low key. I'm sipping low key and honest, find a rider. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. When I'm pulling up right beside ya, pop star Lil Mariah. When I text, kick game wireless, throw a stack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took Molly. She fall through plenty, her and all her guineas. Yeah, we at the top floor, right there off Doheny. Yeah, oh no, I can't fuck with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Yeah, saucepan in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you. Brr, brr, brr. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot stay. Or you can't go, or I don't know. Or back the fuck up off. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. Way too dumb, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time.